Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. It's April 2012. Traffic congestion is a growing problem that burdens commuters, communities, and the environment, and decreases the nation's quality of life. A group led by David Wise, a director in GAO's physical infrastructure team, recently reviewed efforts to support the use of technologies that can help reduce traffic congestion. GAO's Jeremy Clucci sat down with David to learn more.
Let's start with the problem of traffic congestion. Why is this something that governments at every level are trying to address right now?
Well, Jeremy, let me tell you, traffic congestion is an issue that all governments are facing. It's something that commuters face on a day-to-day basis. It certainly costs us economically. I think the DOT, the Department of Transportation, has estimated it's costing us up to $200 billion a year in time wasted, fuel. And of course, with gasoline costing $4 a gallon, nobody wants to sit in traffic any more than he or she has to. I think we found in our report that drivers are spending up to or even more than a quarter of their overall time in traffic. And I think if you live around the Washington, D.C. area, it's probably more.
In this report, you look at intelligent transportation systems, or ITS, technologies. How do these ITS systems help governments address the problems of traffic congestion?
Well, in a number of ways. I think we pointed out in our report that one of the key ways is that it provides travelers with alternative routes in case there's a traffic incident. Another way is trying to manage traffic flow, and that happens in a couple of different ways. One is the managing of traffic signals in a long-distance manner. For example, you'll see sometimes traffic signals that will be sequenced to adjust to traffic at certain times, and that can be handled either centrally or it can be handled through some other kinds of electronic means.
Your team looked in particular at the sorts of challenges that state and local governments face in trying to implement ITS technologies. What did you find there?
Some governments, especially at the state and regional and local level, will view ITS as maybe a nice to have, but not necessarily completely essential. So in a challenging budget environment, if something's going to get cut, it's probably easier to cut ITS because if the choice is between ITS technology implementation or filling potholes, obviously a local government's going to be under pressure to fill potholes. Another key challenge we found was that retention of trained personnel is an issue. Having continuity of expertise in the ITS, which is as you can imagine, a very rapidly changing field becomes a real challenge then.
At the federal level, what is the Department of Transportation doing to try and support these efforts?
Well, basically, our report looked at two elements of the Department of Transportation. One is the Research Innovative Technology Administration, called RITA for short, and the other is the Federal Highway Administration, which also promotes strategies for improving traffic operations, and many of these do involve ITS technologies. Both of them, I'd say, respond in a couple of different ways. They do webinars, and they maintain websites, which they are charged with updating and keeping current, and they sponsor training as well.
Can you talk about some of the recommendations that GAO is making in this report?
We suggested in our recommendations to the head of the Department of Transportation that there were three things they needed to do. One was clearly define and document the respective roles and responsibilities of RITA and the FHWA to promote and support the use of ITS. We also suggested in our recommendation that they revise the ITS information on RITA and FHWA websites to improve their usefulness and user-friendliness, and which will help the state and local audiences better make use of this technology. And the third thing is we took a look at suggesting to include RITA's strategy for promoting the adoption of ITS technology plans for collaborating with external partners, and that would help further enhance communication about the availability of ITS resources, as well as facilitate the learning exchanges between all the different parties. We're hopeful that with further adoption of ITS technologies, that this will help manage the flow of traffic, improve commercial development, and generally make a difference in people's lives as they try to get about their business and get to work or get home or do their shopping or whatever they need to do, and as well as help reduce some of the negative impact on the economy that congestion does entail.
To learn more, visit gao.gov and be sure to tune in to the next episode of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office.